Well, I think the US has said certain things from the beginning, but Israel has done mostly what it has wanted. So, for example, there is a de facto security buffer zone that's being created on the border between Gaza and Israel, which goes against what the US has said. And Israel has, conducted a war for almost 5 months now that has exacted an extremely heavy price and has used humanitarian aid and starvation as a weapon de facto. So there's been a lot of things that have gone against what the US has urged Israel to do. And so at this point, I think the only way is for the US to step up its pressure or to call for a ceasefire, which it's starting to do, a temporary ceasefire. That would be the only way to kind of compel Israel to change course. But I think on many levels, the US and Israel are quite aligned regarding the war objectives in Gaza. And so they are pretty much working together, even if it seems at certain times like the US obviously has, the Biden has other issues domestically that he has to deal with. It's very possible that this war could cost him the election. He has people in his administration who are very much against the way that he has handled the support of Israel in this war. So there are things that are changing slightly the way the US is posturing. But all in all, I think the US and Israel have similar goals here. And so that's not going to shift significantly.
Israel plans to build thousands of new homes and settlements in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's been long-standing U.S. policy under Republican and Democratic administrations alike that new settlements are counterproductive to reaching an enduring peace. Blinken said they are also inconsistent with international law. Would that stop Israel, which gets the largest amount of U.S. military aid and diplomatic support?
The short answer is no. And we've been here before. And there have been administrations in the past, not for quite a while, that have pushed Israel on the settlement issue much further. The first Bush administration did that when it withheld loan guarantees to stop settlement expansion. We are no longer in that paradigm, even though Biden has begun to put some sanctions on settlers in the West Bank, which is something that is new. But all in all, the rhetoric coming out of the US is just that, it's rhetoric. And without it being backed up by any kind of action or change in policy, then we don't expect to see a change in how Israel expands settlements. And certainly with the far-right government that's now been in power for the last year, they, and Netanyahu specifically, has a very open platform of indefinite control over the whole territory between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean. He says that openly. They talk about annexation openly in this government of the West Bank. They talk about resettling Gaza now quite openly within elements of the government, including the Likud party. And the US has, pretty much stood by while this is happening. So for there to be serious change, there would have to be serious change in US policy, which is something that I don't think we're going to see anytime soon.